Trump calls for the House to pass bipartisan housing bill to ensure that homes are for people. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 11, 2026. President Donald Trump called for the House of Representatives to pass the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, highlighting how it would ensure that homes are for people, not corporations. In a post on Truth Social, Trump noted that during his State of the Union address, he spoke about how the American dream of home ownership is under attack. Trump shared a story about Rachel Wiggins, a mother from Houston, Texas, who placed bids on 20 homes and lost all of those bids to gigantic investment firms, adding that stories like this were why he signed an executive order banning large Wall Street investment firms from buying up single-family homes. Trump said that Wiggins lost her bids to gigantic investment firms that bypassed inspection, paid all cash, and turned those houses into rentals, stealing away her American dream. She was devastated. Also, in my speech, I called for Congress to save the American dream of homeownership and ban these purchases permanently, Trump continued. Senators Bernie Moreno and Tim Scott have worked to ensure my call becomes a reality and have a bill which has passed the Senate with nearly 90 votes. I am asking Congress to pass that bill, the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, which would ensure that homes are for people, not corporations. In a press release from the United States Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs in March, it was revealed that Senator Tim Scott, RSC, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, had introduced the bill, which was described as a legislative package that includes the vast majority of the Scott-Warren Road to Housing Act. Today, Tim Scott, RSC, and Elizabeth Warren, DMAS, chair and ranking member of the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee, respectively, released the text of the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, a legislative package that includes the vast majority of the Scott-Warren Road to Housing Act, which received unanimous support from the Senate last fall, and the vast majority of the housing provisions from the 21st Century Housing Act, which passed the House with overwhelming bipartisan support. The 21st Century Road to Housing Act also includes a bill that would ban large institutional investors from buying up single-family homes. If passed into law, the 21st Century Road to Housing Act would mark the largest legislative housing package in decades. Trump's post comes after the Senate passed the bill, 89-10 in March, The Hill reported. The bill was described as approving incentives to build new homes and would launch a program to allow abandoned buildings to become housing development. In a post on X, Scott highlighted how by passing the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, Congress would deliver on Trump's agenda and ensure that 2026 is truly the year of affordability. Thank you, Mr. President, Scott wrote. By passing the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, Congress will deliver on your agenda and ensure that 2026 is truly the year of affordability. I urge my colleagues in the House to get this done. President Trump is right. The American dream of home ownership is under siege thanks to corporate greed that steals opportunities from working Americans. Senator Bernie Moreno, R.O., wrote in a post on X, President Trump signed an executive order banning large investment firms from buying up single-family homes. I led the charge to put that into legislation. The Senate passed it, and now he's calling on the House to make it the law of the land.